This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out live, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out 13 articles, go to the right side of the page, click on to YouTube, join us on live chat. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you can do the same thing there. Click on to YouTube, join us on live chat. If you're driving, we have 121 affiliates across the country. I believe we have another one. I can't announce that, but you know what? It's being teed up right now. That number is 1-866-582-9933. If you're driving, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, we've got much to cover today, folks. I want to lay something to your candor real quick. I want to play some audio for you from an outlet called Ted's Talk. And it kind of shows you as to what the pill is in all of this jam. We know now that, and by the way, if this isn't very telling, I don't know what is. This shows you that special interest groups and who your said representatives all the way from the president down are working for. Because now we know that Bill Gates wants a certificate of vaccination. They want to put a badge on people. Did you hear what I said? Sound a little Third Reich-like, friends? You know, remember the star that they had to wear? Well, Bill Gates wants a certificate of vaccination ID. I want to say this to Bill Gates. Go fly a kite, dude. Okay? I don't care what you want, but we understand that you're telling on yourselves every given step of the way through this process. They have absolutely no narrative whatsoever. It's fallen down into 1,000 pieces, friends. And yet there's still some out there that just go along to get along for some reason or another. Let me ask you, does this sound familiar? I want you to know the symptoms of the coronavirus. Listen carefully. Headache, runny nose, sore throat, the relinquishing of your God-given rights and your freedoms. Know the symptoms of coronavirus. Because it's not the virus attacking anyone, friends. It's the government attacking the American people and their God-given rights. What are other symptoms of the coronavirus? Fever, vomiting, craving, an authoritarian dictatorship, right? Because they've thrown off, wickedly departed from their God. What are other symptoms of the coronavirus? Well, shortness of breath, joint pain, fatigue, chills and extremities, overt trust in the state who works for the people. Just want to put that into perspective. What are other known symptoms of the coronavirus? Diarrhea, stomach-like flu, you know, flu-like symptoms, a controlled global economic crash, phlegm, dry cough. You see how this works, friends? You see how this has been contrived? Do you see what's being played out in real time in front of your faces today, friends? It's absolutely ridiculous. We just found out, just for the record, that in Seattle, a friend of mine sent this to me this morning. In Seattle, the Army built a field hospital If you didn't hear about this, I'm about ready to share it with you so you can tell your friends you did hear about this, right? Listen, in Seattle, the Army built a field hospital. They built a hospital out in the field, okay? Did you know that they're now tearing it down without treating a single patient? It sounds like the information that we've always had. I stay in close touch with doctors, nurses, RNs, EMTs, ambulance drivers across the country. So I know firsthand as to what is happening. And not a one of them have witnessed for themselves. Not a one of them have witnessed for themselves as to what the media is pushing. Not a one. Yesterday I brought the information to you concerning Senator Doctor in the state of Minnesota, Dr. Jensen, who said that he was given papers to be coached by the state concerning what he's supposed to do if he runs into elderly patients. He's supposed to doctor up the papers and just basically equate their death to that of the coronavirus. Why? Because they don't have the numbers. These numbers that you're being given, friends, besides that they're being over-exaggerated, sensationalized, so on and so forth, or they're just plain not there, it sounds like the voting polls, doesn't it, right? They find a bunch of dead voters on the roster. It's the same thing they're doing here, just so you know, okay? They want control, but here's the good news, friends. You get a check for $1,200 back from the government. That's how you make slaves. But what happened here is they needed a distraction. They wanted to pass a $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. That's how they sold it to you. See, they wanted to rob the bank in the north. So what they did is they used the media to distract you as to what's going on over in the south end of town. Okay? While they were robbing the bank. This is what just happened. And what they're doing now is they're pushing the envelope because they want to push two more bills. Just so you understand as to what's going on here, friends. We already know the history of those that contrived these bills, and it's interesting how things are all just teed up. You can mark my words on this. This is next. They're going to continuously kick the can down the road so they can tee it up for the likes of a Bill Gates, so they can, at the end of the day, mandate vaccinations so you can get your badge. Does this sound like the Third Reich, friends? I'm just curious, because the Lord's had us here for years. Here we are. Is this insanity, friends, to say the least? Yep, it's happening because of the people of America as to how they are pretending and playing along with corrupt politicians who are selling you down the river, friends, selling you down the river to special interest groups, and I just proved the point once again. We heard Robert F. Kennedy say yesterday, Bill Gates' obsession with vaccinations. Well, that's how he makes his money. Fueled by messianic conviction to save the world with technology and godlike willingness to, listen carefully, to experiment with lives of lesser humans. Did you hear that? They're telling you the truth, friends. They think that they are above mankind. This is Satan in the book of Isaiah 14. And folks, they are acting out just like their father. The apple doesn't fall too far from the satanic tree, does it? No, it surely doesn't. And this guy is out of his mind, to say the least, in so many different ways. So, friends, what we're going to do is on the other side, I'm going to play some audio for you before we get to our topic. And again, friends, I'm just here to tell you, since the very beginning, we knew what this was about, and here we are. When are you going to begin to listen to the facts, friends? Not what the media says, but what the facts tell you. Many doctors across the country are coming across right now, making videos, sharing with the American people that this is a hoax. Sons of Liberty Radio. Be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Got Mark calling in from Arizona. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. What say you, my friend?
Greetings, brother. Good to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, the reason I'm calling in is you and I have had a few discussions about the way that things are going right now in the world and what the proper Christian response is. And I will step right up front and say, far be it from me to criticize the beliefs of anybody else. I think we each have our own path. I think the true fight is within each of us. And it truly is a spiritual war. We right now are at the mercy of our government because we have dropped the ball. And when I say that, we have let society remove God from our lives. We've let society take God away from our children. We've let this society redefine the roles that God gave us, into what the people who serve the world would want it to be. And I did take some steps. I took some steps to correct this. But one of those was going into my Bible, rereading everything that I thought I knew about Christ's message, and finally admitting to myself, I was wrong. I was completely wrong. And I'm telling you, brother, I was right where you are. I feared that my worldly possessions were under assault. What I didn't realize was it was my
wait, so what you're telling me, Mark, is you were wrong, and you were, when you were wrong, is right where I'm at right now, is what you're telling me.
Exactly. I've been walking this path for a long time.
Okay, so how are we wrong?
Well, if you read the words of Jesus, he actually is very, very clear about what he wants from us. Very clear, and it does not involve a war in the carnal sense. It is a very spiritual war. Very spiritual.
The spirit,
it's one that each of us...
What happened? I got a couple of things. Okay, before you make your next point.
Yes?
They fight a carnal war because it was a spiritual battle? Is that what they did? Is that why we have free... Wait a minute, Mark. You said we had a couple conversations. Are you the guy on Facebook that's going back and forth with me? And I said, this is modern gospel. Is this you? Are you? Okay, okay.
This is me.
I know exactly who you are. And you have a modernized version of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's lawlessness. And it's the message that has been thrown down on us over the last 50 and 60 years. No. It has nothing to do with it. Mark, I listened to you. Now listen to what I have to say, okay?
Okay. Yep, I'm glad.
The problem is, the first thing that you started off, the problem is, the first thing you said, okay, is that you, that the Christians allowed society to basically quench the Spirit of God. Now, you live in Arizona. Are you seeing me allowing society to quench the Spirit of God, or are you listening to me on radio right now? The problem is, you have people that are counterfeits across this country. You have people that call themselves Christians that never departed from iniquity. The Bible's clear, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Okay? Then they come in with a false grace to cover their sin. And then what they do is they begin to tear away at the pith and marrow in the very heart of the gospel and give the letter that killeth because they don't have the Spirit. And see, for you to suggest that society has done what society has done to this country is untrue. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that light goes, everything else goes, and that's why we're in trouble today, Mark. Okay? It's because of the professed Christians. The greatest advocates that we have in this country right now, my friends, are the professed Christians that are advocating the homosexual agenda, which God condemns. They are advocating Muslim infiltration into this country by taking money through Lutheran social services and Catholic charities by alluring them into the country. These are also the same ones that have advocated abortion. This is why over 400,000 or 4,000 babies a day are being murdered. And over the last, since 1973, 60 million babies have been murdered because the professed church in America refuses to be what they call themselves to be. It's called hypocrisy, and nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ. Before you start telling me about how wrong we are, I'm asking you to point the finger at the responsible party. We're in trouble today, first, because of the church. It's a lack of Christianity, okay? Secondly, they have a lawless version of Christianity where Jesus came in to fulfill it. Romans 3:31, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7, go back to the Old Testament, which is a fulfilling of the New, friends, is where? Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 8, the list goes on. So you are, up to this point in this conversation, incorrect every step of the way. But your next point is?
Actually, let me just kind of refute what you said, because it sounds to me like you use the word of Christ to justify your actions. Me, I seek the word of Christ for illumination.
No, you're the wait a minute, Mark. Mark, I'm not justifying the unjustifiable. You're trying to do that, Mark. You're trying to justify what you can't justify. The church is called.
I agree with everything you said about who our enemies are. I completely agree, except for one small different point. You point out men as your enemy. I say we have but one enemy, and he works through the egos of men. That's the difference between us. And I think everything I read in the Bible.
That's exactly right. Hey, let me ask you something. What did he say? Hey, by the way, I remember your post too now, and you were talking about the love of Jesus in Mark or Matthew 22:37, and we're supposed to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the first. Namely, what's the second? To love your neighbor as yourself. What is the fulfilling of love? I'm curious. It's the law. Lower the law, and you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. You have a lawless version of the gospel. Do you understand? It's that simple. You don't know what you're talking about. You serve a false grace. You're trying to create a Jesus that justifies what you and people such as yourself, Mark, have left undone. What are you talking about, Mark?
I am talking about...
You'll get the final word. I got to move on.
25.
You need to know what you're talking about. Yep.
Wait. You know what? And honestly, I got to say... It's not that I want to argue with you. What I want...
It's not arguing, it's contending. Jude 1, verse 3.
And I say... Okay, all right, will you just...
No, it's the understanding. You want people to understand... What you want people... What Mark wants, friends, is people to understand what Mark does not understand. If you're going to go up on the radio with me in 121 cities and you want to contend with me, you better know what you're talking about. You want to bring your wooden blunt sword, it's going to bring you nowhere, because we have the sword of the Spirit here and we're going to stick to the sword of the Spirit here. Don't start accusing me of things that I am not responsible for. When I look at what's going on in this country, friends, you look at the older generation from the 60s and the 70s, they are the ones that dropped the ball on this generation, the younger generation, who is now taking responsibility for it. That's what we are doing here on the Sons of Liberty, and we are being called to be and commanded by God to be the repairers of the breach, Isaiah 58:12. I'm not going to sit here and sympathize with some individual that takes the word out of context and wants to make it out to be what he wants it to be. It reminds me of King David's brother when he came up to him, and King David went to all of the children of Israel in 1 Samuel 17, and there is Goliath. And what is Goliath doing? He is getting all of the children of Israel, including the king, King Saul, to submit through what? The fear of Goliath and the Philistines. But he already knew the Lord God, David did, in the sheep cot, because he took out a bear and he took out a lion. And when he came up to the king, he said, listen, I can take on him who defies the army of the living God. And what's the first thing his brother said to him, friends? We know your pride, David. We know your ego, David. Nope, I have in me what you didn't talk into me. I have in me what no devil can take out of me, because the Lord put it in me. And I'm not about to roll over in the face of the modern gospel, who is responsible for society at large. And I'm taking responsibility. But I'll tell you this, I'm not here to debate. I'm not here to be diplomatic. I'm here to lay it down and go back and stand on the Word of God, the Rock of Ages. And I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. And yes, what happens in the spiritual becomes what takes place in the natural. It first happens there. And there is going to be a natural war because of the likes of what we just heard. That's the bottom line here, friends. You can name call, you can scoff, you can mock, you can do whatever you want to do. But next time, before you call in, know what you're talking about, especially when you begin to accuse me of what you're guilty of. Period. Period, friends. We're going to have to take a quick break here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Thank you for the phone call, Mark. If you want to call and you want to be sincere, you're going to get a sincere answer. You want to be disingenuous and start pointing the fingers of blame on other people concerning what you're guilty of, you better try it on a different radio station and a host, because it ain't going to fly here. Period. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's seeing clear signs that his administration's coronavirus strategy is saving countless lives.
But in the midst of all this grief and this pain, we're seeing these signs, and we're seeing them very strongly. And a lot of that has to do with the aggressive strategy in saving so many lives. We're saving so many lives compared to what it could have been.
President Trump hosting his daily coronavirus briefing, having it a little bit early on this Good Friday. The president says they've adapted an aggressive policy. Listen up if you're waiting for that coronavirus stimulus check. The Department of Treasury and IRS are launching a web tool to help people who don't usually file tax returns to receive that stimulus check. The site is designed for people who make below the minimum needed to pay taxes. The web tool is located on the IRS's website. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You want to watch us live, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click us onto YouTube, join us on live chat and or beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, listen, I don't mind. I love having phone conversations with people. I love when you call in. But if you're going to be disingenuous and you're going to be insincere and you're going to start to attack me concerning the issues that you have not a clue as to what you're talking about, do it somewhere else. That's all I'm telling you. Do, or you can do it here. It's up to you. You have 121 radio stations across the country listening to you right now. But my goodness, man, I got the scars to show you who we are in this ministry. We walk in the testimonies of the Lord, period. And by the way, when you get a moment, please read Isaiah 8:20. It says, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Okay? So don't call me up without the Spirit of God and start telling me what the deal is. I'm not going to put up with it, period. And you're not going to poison the faucet concerning the listeners at large with your modern version of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is not the gospel at all. You preach another Jesus, as the book of Acts warns of. And you should know the commandments. Read Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. It says, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god that looks just like you. Okay? Nor bow down thyself to serve them. I'm not going down that road. Not made out of that stuff. Reread your Bible again, Mr. Arizona. Period. I want to do this because I want to play some audio because I want to keep the ball rolling. I see some callers over there on Comrex right now. I'll pull you up in just a moment, but I got to keep the show rolling just a little bit here. I want you to listen to TED Talk. He just reported this, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say. This is unedited. It was just surfaced concerning a full sentence that the mainstream media omitted in part. We have the rest of the sentence as to what he said. and we want you to hear it. Listen to TED Talk. Listen, we carry this guy over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. He seems like a cool guy. He's caught up into the left-right paradigm. I don't agree with that, nor does the U.S. Constitution. It's unlawful. It's set to divide and conquer the American people. Read Mark 3:25. But with that, friends, what I want you to pay attention to is what he gets caught up to right after he makes the point, and it's a great point. Listen to this carefully, friends. This is TED Talk.
So over the weekend, I came across a video of Bill Gates doing a TED Talk, and I'm going to play the clip here. The TED Talk that was published online was edited to remove a sentence that he said declaring that the coronavirus outbreak is going to require everyone to have a digital certificate or proof of vaccination. Now, why would the TED Talk, which is, you know, ideas worth sharing, why would they remove that? Unless they wanted to hide it. Well, thankfully, I reached out to the author of the article, which was picked up by Zero Hedge. I reached out to her on Twitter because in her article, she said she had the full recording. So we've got the full recording. I'm going to play it for you. But also, something very interesting to note, the head of the St. Louis Federal Reserve said that they want to test every single person in America every single day, and then you'll be given a shiny badge that will determine if you're infected, if you've ever been infected, if you have the antibodies, if you've been vaccinated, all these things. Well, let's go to the clip of Bill Gates, and I'll give you my
this is TED Talk
on what I think is going on.
Listen carefully.
Virus.
This is Bill Gates.
Clip.
Eventually, what we'll have to have is certificates of who's a recovered person, who's a vaccinated person, because you don't want people moving around the world where you'll have some countries that won't have it under control, sadly. You don't want to completely block off the ability for those, you know, people to go there and come back and move around.
So eventually there will be sort of this digital immunity proof that, you know, will help facilitate the global reopening up.
Okay, so you heard him say it right there, a digital certificate. Now,
Hang on a second. Go ahead and shut that up. This is TED Talk. You just played Bill Gates talking about how you need a certificate or a badge. If this doesn't stink of the Third Reich, what does, friends? I mean, is anybody familiar with Project Paperclip? The war criminals they brought over into America back in the 40s? Does anybody know the allegiance and alliance that the Bushes, namely Daddy Bush, Grandpa Bush, and Junior Bush, all had with the Third Reich? They were indicted in 1942. It's easy to find. Go ahead and don't talk about how crazy I am. Go online and do your own due diligence. Cross-check everything I'm telling you, because it's all there for you to see. Is anybody paying attention to this, friends? We just seen another article this morning, friends, about how on sonsoflibertymedia.com, did you know that these World Health Organizations are now advocating snatching family members over the coronavirus hoax? They're doing this because they're testing the American people. They're seeing how far you're going to let them go with it. Yesterday I shared with you, friends, as how the governor in the state of Minnesota is running off of orders that we never delegated or authority that we never delegated unto him. And we found out from Senator Jensen yesterday, a doctor, that he had no idea as to how the governor was doing the things that he was doing, because the senators and the Congress and the representatives in the state of Minnesota haven't been given any information as to the authority he is running off of. Does that sound a little arbitrary, friends? Does that sound un-American? See, friends, let me say this. It's time to quarantine the politicians, not a joke, for your own safety, for your own security. It's time to quarantine the mainstream media. Because if you're going to allow this to go on, can you imagine the next assault? I mean, you've already allowed them to get away with September 11th, so many have. Who's profited from that more than the American government? Who's attacked you more than the American government since September 11th? Nobody. Nobody has. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, said the fourth president of the United States of America, known as the father of our Constitution, James Madison. Nobody wants to listen to that until it's too late. Notice the words they're using, friends. Got a friend out in Ohio. He's a tactical guy. You know what they're doing out there? They made him have papers to travel from point A to point B. And you know what the word they're using is? Essential. Essential. Anybody ever watch Schindler's List? What was the word that those workers used? I am essential worker. I'm an essential worker. Anybody noticing the similarities here, friends? Does it not show you what it tells us in the book of the preacher, the Ecclesiastes? King Solomon? There's nothing new under the sun? No. No, there isn't. And here we are again. It's catching up to us again now. I just played some audio from TED Talk. I let him tee it up. We see now, friends, what Bill Gates said he wants. He wants certificates. We know that he wants vaccinations, and we also know that he wants to depopulate the world. I didn't say that. Billy did. Okay? Now I want you to listen to what there are still, well, there's still a mindset, the way TED Talk takes this now. Listen carefully as to what he says now, okay? This is incredible to me. This is incredible to me. Listen to this. Go ahead.
And I believe this whole thing is nothing to laugh about, okay? I think we need to take this seriously, as we need to take all infectious diseases seriously. But I think that a couple things are happening here. It's being completely blown out of proportion, for one. That the authorities, the powers that be, are using this as a means to
listen,
remove people's freedoms, to listen, clamp down on the surveillance state.
Oh, it gets better. Hang on.
But I also think that this is the Democrats or the deep state or the globalists' last-ditch effort to remove Donald Trump from office.
Are you kidding me? He just shot himself in the foot. We all know the connection between Fauci and Gates. We know that Gates has been teeing this up for a long time. We played audio from 2015. We went to this Dr. Fauci, who comes out on stage during a presidential coronavirus task force release, comes out, puts his lion paw in his jacket for the world to see, blatant as all can be, right? We know the ties between Bill Gates and Fauci. Can I ask you something, America? Who is selling what they're selling to the American people? Who signed the $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill? Who signed it? Can you make up the stupidity that we still hear in this country? You know, I want to say this. Do you remember this? Because it's important that you do. Listen to what Donald Trump said. He could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and not lose any voters. Is it true? Oh, yeah, it is. This guy proved the point. It tells us in 2 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Blame the deep state? The deep state's not the ones passing the bills. The deep state's not the one signing off on these unconstitutional bills. Donald Trump is. This is where it gets ridiculous, friends. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. Why? That they should believe a lie. Why? That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You give your allegiance to a man and you reap the curse, and you're still trying to figure out why that is. Are you kidding me? When you go to 2 Chronicles 19:10, and whatsoever cause shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in your cities between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. And so wrath come upon you. Is the wrath of God upon this nation? There's no question about it. And upon your brethren, this do in obedience to God, and you shall not trespass. Oh my goodness. I couldn't even believe that he went there, but he did. Why isn't anything getting done? Because they're not taking responsibility.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I see you over there, callers. I promise I'll get to you, okay? And I'll give you the time that you want. But I want you to hear this again. This is TED Talk. He just played some audio from Bill Gates. You guys all know who Bill Gates is, right? He's the one tied to Fauci, who Trump has up at the presidential pulpit every time they have a coronavirus task force press release, right? By the way, is anybody paying attention to how many times Fauci's been busted in his lies? Their narrative, they have none. They have no credibility. None. But look at the ties between Fauci and Bill Gates. And right on cue, the pill and the jam is Bill Gates wants mandatory vaccinations. And keep in mind, Bill Gates also wants to lower the world's population. Now, I got a question for you. Is Bill Gates the president of the United States of America, or is Donald Trump the commander-in-chief? And isn't it interesting, you have the commander-in-chief selling what Bill Gates is advocating for. Why? Because he has stock. He has invested interest into these vaccinations. Folks, think. This is the same person that believes the earth is overpopulated and, again, wants to save your life with the vaccination. Folks, these people are not right in their head. They think they're above the Lord. They're sadly mistaken. Okay? But isn't it interesting? Donald Trump's the one signing off on these bills. And right after I played this audio, this guy starts talking about how this was a last-ditch effort to take out Donald Trump. Who's signing the bills? Donald Trump is. This is the problem that we're having in this country. Americans refuse to take responsibility. Okay? And you're going to take it one way or another. You're going to take it in this life, and you're going to take it to the light, the truth of the matter, because you know what I'm telling you is true right now, or else you're going to face your judge, and you're going to answer to him as to why you rejected the truth. It's just that simple. Now, I want to go back to this really quick. Matthew 7:16 tells us, listen carefully. Jesus told us, you shall know them by their fruits. Who signed the bill? Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? No. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil. A good tree cannot bring forth evil, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, the Lord said, by their fruits ye shall know them. Who signed the bill? Come on. Come on, all you Trumpites, just admit it. Who signed the bill? Donald Trump did. What are you talking about, deep state? I'm waiting for these phone calls. Someone can test with me. Listen, I have the FBI on the phone with me. 3 months ago, he couldn't. Because common sense comes into play. And it came into play during that conversation. I want you to listen to this. This is scripture again. Believers, either you believe the word and you do what the word commands, or you don't. And the curse abideth upon you. Okay? Listen. In 2 Corinthians 11, it tells us this. Oh, my goodness. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Wasn't it Jesus that told us to be careful of those that come in his name, that call themselves Christians, because they all do it for the most part, friends. Why? To appease the people. How many times did Jesus say, beware, be not deceived? Over and over and over again. And no marvel, 2 Corinthians 11:14, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of darkness. He's going to come right through your front door with the pitchfork in his hands and his big red ears and his big long tail is going to be wagging, and he's going to tell you to get out of the way. And this is what he's going to do to you. He's going to come to steal, kill, and destroy. Is that how he does it? No. He comes as an angel of light. And Donald Trump does not have a leg to stand on when it comes even at that, in any sense of the word, except those he appeals to, the baser sort that know not the word of God. That's who his base is. They're self-righteous. They refuse to know the truth, and because of it, America's under judgment. Okay? And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Then it says in verse 15, therefore it is no great thing if Satan's ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Their works? Their works? Who signed the bill? What do you mean this is an effort to get Donald Trump out of there? Hey, folks, let me say this. I had someone say the same thing about Barack Hussein Obama. Bradley, why are you attacking Donald Trump? I'm not attacking Donald Trump. Donald Trump is attacking me. He's attacking my children. He's attacking their future. He just laid a $2 trillion deficit upon my children because he means to enslave, because he's working for special interests that none of us can deny. Not a person on this planet can deny it. When people are afraid of Bill Gates because the president, like draining the swamp in which he promised to do, has failed to do, he does not deal with those that are allegedly his enemies, right? We talk about Pelosi, we talk about Schumer, we talk about all these people in government, the Clintons, so on and so forth. All those people that are attacking him, it's nothing short of pro wrestling at its very worst. Why hasn't he prosecuted them? Where is the president of the United States of America to tell Bill Gates to get him and get everything he's got and kick him out of this country for what he means to do to humanity? Why is he not? People are afraid of Bill Gates. Why? Because the president isn't doing his job. Here you have the president selling what Bill Gates and Fauci are selling, what they're advocating for. He's the one signing the bill. He's the one that gave the unconstitutional order to quarantine the American people. He didn't quarantine Bill Gates. He didn't quarantine Fauci. If you look at the presidential pulpit, friends, it's interesting to note all the people that they have up there. How come they're not quarantined? How come the media is not quarantined, America? Because that's your job. That's your job to quarantine them. Folks, you can't make up what's going on in this country. And it's what you call and what you settle for as being the right, the conservatives and the patriots, for the most part, not in every given case. There's a lot of people that are awake right now. Good job, guys. But the bottom line is it's because of this ignorance and this blindness, this willful blindness, that this is going to continue on until the American people finally hear the voice of God through his judgments and they say, okay, Lord, we repent. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. This administration, I want to tell you something, is not America. Donald Trump is not about making America great again. He just gutted your coffers once again, and he's the one that just showed himself off for working for special interest groups. Those that he fails to prosecute are the ones that are attacking you along with him signing off on the bills, just so you understand what's going on here in this country. Steve, thank you very much for holding on. Steve, I'm going to give it to you. You've got 3 minutes, my friend.
Well, I was going to say that you even covered the topic already, sort of. But when Jesus was being tempted by the devil was quoting scripture to try to lead Jesus astray. And Jesus taught us that you don't let them use God's word to advance the devil's agenda. And so you know the enemy soldiers because they want to advance the enemy's agenda. If Trump was trying to advance our agenda, he would be advancing our agenda. If he's going to advance Bill Gates' agenda, he's advancing the enemy's agenda.
That's right.
Where that guy that called into you was so wrong, because he said everybody's not his enemy. Well, I hate to tell you this, but Hitler was our enemy, and Hitler's troops were going to come and kill you. And
That's right. They
were our enemy, too. Not just Hitler, not the one and only. Anybody advancing the enemy's will. And we got big trouble in the church because there's so many guys like that that just come out and say, oh, yeah, scripture means that Satan wins. No, it doesn't.
That's right.
You can't get more false teaching than that.
Amen, dude. Amen, Steve. That's right. It is finished. Had meaning. He was the one in his temptation in Mark 4 that told the devil, it is written, get behind me, Satan. He is the one. He is the final. He is the beginning. He is the end of all authority, period. And we're going to stick with this plan. But exactly right. He is pushing Bill Gates' agenda. And the American people still have to come to this revelation. And until they do, this is going to continue on until the American people stand up and say, that's enough. And by the way, can I say this, Steve, on a good note? Churches across the country, for those that did not know, that are standing up right now, I want you to know they're winning the day. Did you hear what I said? Steve just talked about the church. Church, where are you? Where are your church services? Because when you stand up, you're going to win the day. The government has no authority whatsoever to be quarantining you and me in our homes across the country, shutting down jobs, shutting down businesses, and further and first and foremost, shutting down the churches. They have no lawful authority. But the good news is the Lord is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. And for those that are fighting, you know exactly what I'm talking about right now. Steve, I'll let you have the last whatever we have left.
Well, that's the big mistake the church is making, because where jurisdiction is not challenged, it is assumed. And by not challenging this jurisdiction, they're losing their rights, because the government's assuming they got the authority to do it when they don't. The church needs to challenge this, and they should open the doors on Sunday, and we should go worship God.
Amen. We're going to regardless, Steve. And I'll see you soon, by the way, brother.
You bet. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23 for 2 hours. See ya.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.